Chag Sameach. Here we are again. After the holidays and into the holidays. And I just want to share with you something that I realized is a lesson of Sukkot that I realized this year that has not actually occurred to me in previous years. And that is that the sukkah in which we are supposed to dwell, we are told represents the idea that our homes are in fact impermanent, even though they seem permanent. But there is a bit of a paradox about that, because if in fact they represent the idea that our homes are impermanent, then why do we go back to the homes that are impermanent? Why don't we just stay in the sukkah? And clearly there is a difference between the sukkah and our homes. That is, the sukkah is impermanent and not good enough to live in. Our homes are impermanent and good enough to live in. You can stay in the sukkah for 7 days, but to live in it all year long would be a serious hardship. And yet, we should not think of our homes as too great. In fact, what they are is good enough, not permanent, but adequate. And I think that part of what Sukkot is supposed to teach us is the lesson of good enough. In our community, we tend to push. I mentioned over the high holidays Anatoly Broyard's wonderful statement that it used to be that we expected nothing of our children except obedience. And now we expect everything of our children except obedience. We want them to have violin lessons and dance lessons and song lessons and tennis lessons and get perfect grades and get into a good college. If they don't do what we say, we understand. Children have their own way. And so now we have a whole new breed of counselors and psychologists who are telling us that we should think of our children not as needing to be perfect, but as being good enough. And maybe part of the lesson of the heroes in the Bible who are not perfect is not that there is no perfect person, but that there doesn't have to be. That we don't have to be perfect. That our children don't have to be perfect. That our homes don't have to be perfect. That it's okay to be good enough. I say this because I have no fear that most of the people in this congregation and community won't push themselves. We do. We all push ourselves. And what we battle with is not the absence of effort, but the absence occasionally of letting ourselves off the hook. We pray for the Messiah, where the world will be perfect, but we live in this world, which, for the moment, is good enough. And that brings me to this sermon. I came into my office on Monday, and you know, in theory, although it's only in theory, the rabbis take off on Monday because we work on Saturday and on Sunday. Although half the time we're actually in the office on Monday, in theory that's our day off. I came after Shabbos, and I also was working most of Sunday. I came in on Monday, and I sat down at the computer, and I said, I got to write a sermon for tomorrow, because after all, it's going to be Sukkot, and I don't really have anything left to say. And then I decided I would talk about how sometimes what you can do is just good enough. So I think of this as my good enough sermon. Chag Sameach.